Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
So today, there's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day.
Going today, to be a good day.
You would have been a horrible rock and roll artist.
I would pick a...
You would have never gotten into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I would have been good in the doo-wop era. Doo-wop, doo-wop, doo-wop.
Yeah, but they would have said Kona. And you wouldn't have liked doo-wop anyway because...
I do like doo-wop.
They make up words, silly words that you would have said were grammatically incorrect.
Silly. Thank you, Rich, for that overview of my musical career. Seven after the hour... Doug Steffen's Good Day, Wednesday, the 25th of March. McFadden is here. Kessler is here. Steffen is here at your service, on your side. Jennifer went to a birthday party for William Shatner last night, and apparently that got the best of her. Didn't get home until the wee hours of the morning.
She got beamed up somewhere and never returned.
Apparently she did, right? Pardon me while I trip over this name that you just dropped on us. Meanwhile... Oh, hello?
I was trying to reach Jennifer on that faraway planet.
I see. Okay. So here we go. Let's come back to Earth and celebrate the anniversary, the fifth anniversary of the Affordable Health Care Act. Wow.
Woo-hoo.
This is big time stuff. This was the, yesterday, the big assemblage at Capitol Hill of all the people who were supporters, smiling and talking about how the passage of the health care bill was one of the great moments in the history of our lives, in the history of the country, in the history of the world, in the history of the universe, in the history of the... Well, you get the point. The Affordable Health Care Act, adopted 5 years ago, is good for people, said Nancy Pelosi. Good for Ted Cruz, who's signing up for Obama. Here's a guy
that's got
who
a
spent
sting.
How much time to vigorously fight against not only the inaction of it, but since then trying to get rid of it, repealing it. And now, because his wife quit her job to work on his presidential campaign, lady, you might have been better off to stay with your job as far as this campaign is going to go anyway. So he doesn't have health insurance anymore through his wife, which this whole thing seems kind of weird to me. I thought the senators in the House of Representatives, the story is, or the understanding is, that they all have this pluperfect existence. They take care of themselves with health care and retirement benefits and all that other stuff. So what's the real story here? She used to work for Goldman Sachs. I have to imagine that they have a pretty good plan. So now he's running for president, and there are a number of obstacles, including his credibility, now that he has to have Obamacare. But what do the senators have in general? Anybody know?
It looks like they have a form of Obamacare, and it looks like they get a contribution from the federal government. They have to go through the D.C. Small Business Market fund to get it, to access it.
Really?
And the government gives them a contribution, which some lawmakers have declined, saying it's not fair. And he did...
Not fair to have the extra added benefit, you mean?
Correct.
Yeah.
And he did come back and clarify later that he would not take the contribution from the government to help pay for it.
Isn't that sweet?
He can use his
campaign funds to pay for it.
Yeah, I mean, all of us work for a company, and to some extent, our company contributes to our health insurance, usually. I mean, if you work for a bigger company.
I contributed to mine for a long time. It's called Medicare.
Yeah.
The passage of the health care bill was one of the great moments in the history of our lives, in the history of the country, in the history of the world, in the history of the universe, in the history of the... Well, you get the point.
Don't
All right,
get started
so
on that. That's...
Next item of interest. There appears to be a problem in... What are you chuckling about?
Here's an article in the New Yorker today.
Yeah.
Just hours after Senator Ted Cruz told CNN that he had no choice but to sign up for Obamacare, President Barack Obama signed an executive order making Cruz ineligible for coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Clearly, the hardship of receiving Obamacare was causing Ted a great deal of pain, the president said. This should take care of that. Cruz said in an official statement a day later, he had blasted the executive order and accused Obama of distorting his position on Obamacare. I never said I didn't want to have it. I said I didn't want everybody else in the country to have it.
Yeah, right. There you go.
A little fun with the New
Take
Yorker.
Take care of me instead of everybody else. Yeah. There you go. All right. So there's a note today. Note to self.
Yeah.
Check out slavery in the world today.
Oh.
This is another reason for food labeling. Now that you know that seafood, much of what has ended up in your supermarket here in our country and elsewhere around the world, was caught by slaves. The slave trade is alive and well on the islands around Indonesia, if you didn't know that. And the situation there is pretty grievous. So the next time you have a piece of haddock or cod or something like that, if you're buying it at the store to cook for yourself, don't you want to know where it comes from? Once again, as I said a minute ago, another reason for food labeling. I wouldn't buy seafood if I knew that it came from a place where slaves were responsible for preparing it. Not that they wouldn't do a good job. That's not the point. The point is that I don't believe in slavery, and I don't know too many other people in the progressive, productive world that believe in slavery either. But because of the Somalians and what they've been getting away with and what Indonesia... See, there are many of us who are naive. The slave trade is alive and well in many areas of our world. Mostly it's a sex slave trade.
Even within the borders of this country.
How so?
Oh, there are lots of sex slaves here in this country working at massage parlors and working the streets. And oh, absolutely.
You mean sex? You're talking about sex slaves?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yes.
Massage parlors?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
How do you know that?
I watch the news.
You do?
Yeah, there's been all kinds of news stories on it over the past, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 8 years, whatever it is.
Huh. Check it out. I must have missed him. I was absent that day. The plane crash in France, nobody knows much about it. The black box has been recovered. The pieces are so small that if they were to gather them all up, sometimes that happens when there's a crash, they try to gather up all the pieces, put the plane back together again. Not going to be able to do that with this. This thing disintegrated when it hit the side of the one of these mountains in the Alps.
But it took 8 minutes for this thing to go down. It was a controlled crash to some extent.
Controlled. How do you use that word?
It obviously just didn't fall out of the sky. They were fighting it.
Right. Okay. But
they were trying to save it, and they had some type of control that it took 8 minutes for it to finally just get to the point where it hit the ground.
I think you're going to find that there's a problem with the plane.
I've heard murmurings that the plane had been checked just before and that it had been pulled out of service to have something done to it and then put back in. So, yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
16 school kids on board going on.
I thought it was a couple of babies. I thought it was interesting that the crews for other flights for this airline said we can't go to work today because there's too much trauma. It's a small airline. And so under the circumstance, everybody knows everybody else. So that was another factor sort of in making this an interesting story. Sad, interesting. However, we do place, the news media especially, places so much emphasis on these kind of crashes. And yet yesterday, around the world, 10 times as many people were killed in automobile accidents. Where's the story?
No, it's weird, though. It took 8 minutes for the plane to go down, yet there was never a distress call.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think in 8 minutes, unless you had some kind of...
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
Yeah, I mean, unless the radio just absolutely was gone.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to increase your smarts and predict the future? Well, this trick may not turn you into a Nostradamus, but it could happen. Here's the science of it. You've heard the saying, you are what you eat. Well, you are what you read, too. For instance, it's a widely known fact that reading romance novels improves your love life. But what's also known about those who read science fiction is that it makes you smarter. All booksellers agree that science fiction readers tend to be better educated. And if you catch yourself thinking and reading about the future, you might just find yourself better able to predict it. What's the cheap psychological trick? Reading science fiction is akin to studying rocket science. Your smarts will achieve, get this now, your smarts will achieve greater liftoff. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This four-time All-Star was a key member of the 92 Blue Jays and 96 Yankees championship rotations. When the pressure was on, he was so cool, he wouldn't even spell choke.
Choke, I don't know how you spell it. C-H-K, I don't spell it.
Something like that. Yeah.
So, where is Jimmy Key now? There's a good reason for Jimmy's comfortable retirement. He was sleeping with his agent. Jimmy's wife, Cindy, took over his business interests, and they earned more than $30 million during his career. Jimmy can be seen regularly at golf charity events and also on YouTube, where he was part of an unforgettable ESPN promo.
Jimmy Key is attempting
Jimmy
to come
Key,
back.
Jimmy Key, what's he like, 45? I could hit him.
45? I'm sure he's under that on the back nine. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for four rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
We text, we email, we call.
We're talking a lot, but Anthony Tijon wonders if we're connecting less.
On the Harvard Business Review blog, he shares three ways to connect better.
First, live in the moment. At a concert, he saw people recording through their phones, so they missed the full experience.
Second, create remarkable moments. Instead of commenting on other people's experiences, create your own.
Third, face real issues with real conversations. Digital communications are fine in their place. For weightier issues, nothing beats face-to-face conversations.
Slow down to connect with the people in your life. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.